Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 0.75 cents, March wheat down 3.75 cents, and January beans down 6 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 5 ticks, crude oil up 83 a barrel. That looks to open steady. Metals are a little bit mixed out here. Export sales this morning. Good on the corn, 1.27. A little bit light on the wheat, 377. Light on the beans at 628. We didn't see any export sales announcements this morning. There was a story out that it looks like Congress has come to some kind of agreement on a farm bill. The details weren't released, but some are saying that it looks like it's put together. Somebody else said they were still fairly far apart. So it's hard to know what's true and what's not true anymore. Why were we lower overnight? I think we got a little bit overbought yesterday. There was talk that President Xi had mentioned several things that he would try to do to get trade talks back on a better footing, and that rallied the market. But nothing out of the president acknowledging, I guess, sent the beans back lower again. Down about 6-7 cents. Everybody's obviously watching for the G20 on Friday and Saturday. The president is supposed to have dinner with President Xi on Saturday night. We'll see if they can get something done. If we don't get anything done, this market's going to be sharply lower. If we get it done, I think there'll be a knee-jerk reaction higher. And I might suggest that guys want to look to take advantage of any big rally caused by any announcements there as an opportunity to lighten up the risk, not only for old crop, but for new crop, corn and beans as well. Weather around the country, you know, looks really pretty bad. We're going to warm up here in the Midwest for 2 days, and it gets bitterly cold next week, back into the 20s. Down south, they're going to have some pretty good rainstorms. You know, how much grain is still out in the field and will actually get harvested? It's a tough call, but certainly we're going to lose some bean yield out here and some bean production. Corn, it's going to be a while to get it all in. We will lose some of that corn, but not as much as what's out there. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.